morning. This is Mornings with Pat and Amy for Wednesday, May 29th, 2020. Hope you're well on your hump day. My boy is wearing nail polish, and I'm uncomfortable. A big change for the Oscars is coming, and why isn't the Me Too movement going after Joe Biden? I think we should talk about that. But first, Amy, what kind of happened in the news over the last 24 hours since we last saw each other's glowing faces?
Good morning. Hillary Clinton has endorsed Joe Biden for president. Biden is still yet to answer serious sexual assault allegations from a former staffer. However, the White House is reportedly preparing a transition plan as they assume President Trump will not win re-election.
They've told basically every department, cabinet, whatever you call it, to have your transition plan in place because they really don't think he's going to win. And early exit polls are showing that, no, he's not winning the Electoral College either. So, I mean, we'll see.
Oh, darn.
We'll see. But this Biden stuff is really, we'll talk about that coming up later, though. We'll talk more about that. Yeah.
The Los Angeles Lakers have repaid roughly $4.6 million they got from the coronavirus business relief funds. They did so after learning the program had been depleted. But good thing, because come on.
So you're telling me an organization worth, carry the two, billions of dollars, got $4.6 million instead of Joe's, or in this case, as we know well on the show, Pat's Crap Shack, that provides porta potties for all sorts of small businesses who actually need this money, and not a basketball team that pays players hundreds of millions of dollars a year and just doesn't even blink at it.
How does that happen is my question.
This is what I'm saying. And allegedly, a lot of the businesses I was reading that got this relief either, you know, make way more than $100 million a year or were Trump businesses or like had favors owed to them. Now, again, that's allegedly. I was reading about that and that doesn't make it true. But what we do know for a fact, regardless of if that's true or not, what we know for a fact is when the Los Angeles Lakers get bailout money before, Possibilities in downtown Syracuse, for example, that's bullcrap. And that this stuff, this is why I hate the rich, because this stuff should not happen. This is ridiculous. Nope. It's unfair. It's disgusting. I'll never root for the Lakers. I wasn't going to anyway, but it's absolutely atrocious.
And I could care less anyway about the Lakers.
Off my soapbox. Sorry. I got aggressive there.
No offense taken to that. You can expect a meat shortage soon because of the food supply chain disruptions caused by the coronavirus.
I guess Tyson. So yeah.
Stock up.
Stock up is right. Tyson, the
this
largest.
Would be that jerk that takes everything. Sorry.
Well, I mean, they're good, but you know that's what's going to happen, right? As soon as people hear this, they're going to go and try to fill their freezer that they don't have, which means they have to go to Lowe's and buy a freezer, which I hear they have in stock, but they're running low. So you're going to have to go there, yell at a manager when they don't have it, try to get it off Amazon. They'll be sold out of it. And then you'll end up just emptying your freezer of all the things, like the vegetables that actually help you keep alive, and fill it with, I don't know, bad ground beef. That's the literal process of how everyone's going to think. And, of course, chicken breasts, because you have to have chicken breasts, of course. So All I'm saying is the hippie section at Wegmans is going to get real popular very quickly.
By the way, side note, that tofu that I had, it expired before I made it. So I just threw it out because I was like, ooh. But, yeah.
Tofu is a four-letter word for people. No, you shouldn't, because that would be gross. I am always happy to help you with your tofu needs since I'm a vegetarian and I know how to cook tofu. So there you go.
Exactly. I think maybe you should cook it for me first and then we can go from there.
You know, when this quarantine is over, I will cook you and your husband a beautiful tofu dinner. I really will.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
Deal.
Wegmans, speaking of shopping and cooking food, Wegmans is offering a new app that lets you scan and bag your groceries while you shop. Wegmans Scan is only available at stores with self-checkout right now.
So in Rochester, everywhere. In Buffalo, several places. In Syracuse, DeWitt.
Yes.
that's
and
literally
those
it.
Are your options.
Those are your options. Thanks for that, because I was looking forward to that, and then I found out I had to go all the way to the other side of town by you, the east side. Dumb.
If you're wondering if things like the state and Erie County fairs will happen this summer, I was. Governor Cuomo says he doesn't think they could happen without having the entire state open first. And that's not looking great. Though he did say they are making a plan for the state to slowly reopen and that a decision on what will happen to schools across the state will come by the end of the week. Thank you, 8-pound, 6-ounce baby Jesus in the manger, because I need to know what's happening.
You work at a school district, and you would just like to know, I imagine, if you're going back or not. That's all, right?
And the anticipatory anxiety is just like ratcheting up day by day. Like the school at home, like I've gotten used to that, but I needs to know.
Yeah. And I'd like to know as well, for my own selfish reasons. And my kid would like to go back to school though. I mean, he misses the socialization, and it's tough. So I would like to know that. And yeah, Cuomo said specifically about the New York State Fair here in Syracuse. Yeah, I wouldn't count on it. I would not count on it happening. So don't get our hopes up about that, unfortunately.
Right. The Department of Labor accidentally sent out personal information of several people applying for unemployment benefits to other applicants. According to News 10 NBC, more than 36 people have been compromised, and possibly much more.
I was reading about a Buffalo woman. She's been unemployed for 7 weeks. She has kids. She has no money. So she faxed the Department of Labor a note that said, please help me. I can't get anyone to answer my call. If you call the Department of Labor right now, you get an automated message and that essentially says they're too busy, and it hangs up on you. So you're screwed. And if you have a question, let alone, you know, you have a problem with your claim, and it might have been given to the wrong person, according to News 10 NBC. So it's a mess, and they need to fix this. And they're also saying they might run out of money when it comes out. Yeah, now they're hoping for a federal loan to bail that out, and they expect to get it, but still, that's scary. There's a lot of people. I have friends who have not gotten an unemployment check yet, and it's been weeks that they've been waiting for this, and it's some scary stuff.
Yeah, it really is. In Buffalo, the Diocese of Buffalo announced it will cease all financial support and health benefits for priests with substantiated allegations of sexual abuse. They are doing this as part of the bankruptcy process. Also, the city of Buffalo has a $35 million budget deficit and could run out of cash by month's end. They're hoping money comes in from the state.
So they're finally going to do the right thing and not pay pervy priests because of bankruptcy. You soulless sinning pieces of crap. I swear, the church I went to as a kid had one of those priests.
Oh, are you serious?
And now I was never affected, but the church I went to as a kid, because you know, started off Catholic, thus my jaded nature probably. He was one of them, and I just have no forgiveness in my heart for this organization, if you want to call it that, for what they've allowed to have happen.
Well, as we know with, government and religion, and, sewage runs downhill. So
boy, does it ever. Yeah.
Yeah.
And hopefully the city of Buffalo is going to be all right. They're going to be fine. They say they have state and federal money coming, but in the meantime, that's a little scary for them.
Yeah. In Rochester, the U of R Medical Center is planning furloughs May 10th. They hope to be back to business in 3 to 4 months. Okay. Also, Rochester Clinical Research, they're preparing to test a vaccine that could help prevent COVID-19.
So we could have the cure right in our backyard. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. In Syracuse, Empire Beer is making its way back onto shelves thanks to the
Ellicottville.
Oh, Ellicottville Brewing Company, who bought them. Empire went bankrupt.
Ellicottville Brewing is very good. You ever have an Ellicottville, an EBC? You ever have one of those?
I don't drink beer.
I know, I figured as much. They have a very, very tasty blueberry ale, though, that you would legitimately love. And if you go to an EBC, they actually put blueberries in it. And it's very
What's
tasty.
An EBC?
Ellicottville Brewing Company, an EBC.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I thought, like, IPA.
Right.
I don't know if that was one of those like acronyms for beer. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know what that means.
No, it's okay. Going to Fredonia State, they opened a restaurant and like pub there. So I got really familiar with them. They make very good beer. They're very nice people. And I love that they bought Empire, which is a staple in Syracuse. And it was really sad when they went bankrupt. It was a big deal. But the fact that they're coming back and with most of the originals and some new ones too is really cool news. My little boy is wearing nail polish.
Yay!
I hate it.
Okay, but tell me why. Why do you hate it?
You know what? Here's what I want to tell you. I want to tell you it's something silly. Well, which it is, by the way. I want to tell you that it has nothing to do with preconceived notions of masculinity and a bad history of bullying and living in the 80s and 90s and having goth kids around. Had nothing to do with any of this. But it doesn't, and I know I suck for it.
It does.
I know that it doesn't matter what you are in life. Be whoever you want to be, and that's fine. I don't have any problem with that, and he can be anything, and I don't care. I just want to be a good person and try his best. That's really all I want in life. I don't care if he's gay. I don't care if he's trans. I don't care. Mm-hmm. There's that deep-seated 80s crap still in me.
Yeah.
That's like, what are you, some kind of, you know, F-word? That like runs through my stupid Neanderthal head every time that I see him with nail polish on. And it's so stupid and small-minded of me. But it just pokes. And I know it's wrong to think that way, but it pokes at me and I don't like it.
I'm going to blame society for this one, because if it weren't for the expectations that are put on men, mm-hmm. like this wouldn't be a big deal.
I agree with
at
you.
All. Now, I agree with okay. You. So my son likes to wear nail polish as well.
Okay.
I only put it on their toes. Because my kids bite their nails, and I'm like, this is disgusting. You cannot wear nail polish if you're going to bite your nails.
Right.
Meanwhile, my daughter bit her toenails, but that's a whole nother story. Oh, God. Yeah, she does. Hopefully she's not doing it anymore. But I said, this is why you cannot wear nail polish, mm-hmm. because yuck. Mm-hmm. But my son just said to me within the past week, Mom, I didn't bite my nail so I can wear nail polish. And I was like, yeah, maybe. Because but it's also a pain to do.
Right.
He will usually choose blue or green.
Yep, which is Rory chose teal. Went right mm-hmm. down the middle on that one. Yep.
And but one of my favorite things to do is to do it during the summer and then take him over to my in-laws' house and say, Henry, show Mimi and Pop-Pop your toes.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they love that. I'm sure they love that. No, they don't.
Love it.
And why don't they love it? Because you're raising a sissy? Is that what they think?
I think it's of the same mindset that it's the same mindset of growing up in the 80s or 90s, except throwing it back another generation. Yeah. And then those values and preconceived notions are all. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah. And my husband doesn't like it either.
No. And the thing is it doesn't do anything bad. There's nothing wrong with it. It's fine. It's like when he wanted that. The same things bother me all the wrong reasons, and I know this about myself, so I always, and I don't want to say I allow it, because I don't allow anything, because he can do, you know what I mean? It's not like that. It's mm-hmm. just, the reason I don't throw a stink about it is because I know it's wrong. It's like when he wanted Barbies, and it's like,
aww.
Well, give him Barbies.
Like, yeah. Dude,
but there's that part of me going, what are you, an F-word? It's a bad 80s movie in here, and it's
it
like
is.
Every
it's
American
bad...
Pie film, you know?
It's not even just an 80s thing. I was just watching. I rewatched the movie Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah,
remember
great
that movie?
Yes.
Love that movie. Came out in 1998. Mm-hmm. They used that word in it. And I was like, oh, right.
Yeah.
Because that's what it was like still.
And it was. And we were starting to become, you know, accepted. And that's good. But that word was thrown around a lot. And it's ingrained in my stupid head. And it just makes me feel just so stupid feeling this way. Because it is stupid. But I can't help it. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to stop it. I'm not going to ask him to not do it. I'm not going to do anything like that. It just,
right.
I just think of how I was bullied as a kid. And I think of the goth kids who were bullied as a kid. And I don't want them to like get bullied. And I think of that. Yeah. And I think of, well, that's kind of weird. And I don't like weird. And yeah.
I don't like weird. Well, for example, my son has a baby doll and loves that thing. He named it Maximus.
Nice. Okay.
So, yeah, he's got a baby doll named Maximus, and when he wants to play with dolls, you know, sometimes my in-laws have a, you know, get kind of, and I was like, this is good practice for him to be a father.
Right.
And the two things that he has said at school that he wants to be a police officer and he wants to be a daddy.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's adorable.
That is adorable.
So, yeah, like, you know, go. It's all right to be, it's all right to teach your boys to be, to have that gentle, softer side. And then on the opposite spectrum, having a daughter, meanwhile, I'm trying to, you know, harden her up a little bit. So it's an interesting dichotomy of trying to teach your son to be a little bit softer. It's okay to have feelings. It's okay to cry. Meanwhile, telling your daughter, suck it up, buttercup. You need to be a strong, independent woman. Like,
right.
So.
Right. And it's like an op. But I totally agree with you. I 110% agree with you that that is absolutely right, especially with boys, because honestly, there's too much of this masculine bro culture. That has been
toxic
just,
masculinity.
Yes, that is the term, and I completely think it's useless. But even in me, I hope that we're like the last or almost last generation to have to deal with that, and I think we are.
Well, and that's the thing. Even if deep down you're getting those twinges of like, I don't really like this. As long as you're not verbalizing it to him,
right.
He's not going to grow up knowing any different. So, right. Hopefully it will end. With us.
Well, I think also knowing that that's not the right way of thinking. Like, right. I think that's important. I think it's important for people to accept the fact that they're not perfect and flawed. And I think that it's important for them to look at themselves and go, okay, I think this way and I know it's wrong. And that's okay. Like, I don't like that, but that doesn't mean I should be a bigot. That doesn't mean I should act on it. It means I need to recognize that while I don't like that, that's the wrong thinking, and I need to work on that. And
right.
that's how I view that. That's how I view this, and that's how I view a lot of things, is I may be uncomfortable with that, but I know that that's the wrong thought process, so I'm gonna shut my mouth, and I'm gonna work on me a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I'm just gonna accept this. Because
use it for growth.
Yes, and I'm gonna be a better dad and a better person because of it, and I'm gonna have a stronger and more balanced son because of it. Now, if he'll stop screaming at me about everything else, that would be great.
You got to put some clothes on that kid, too.
He walked in here just a few minutes ago. Daddy. And he walks around in his underwear all day. All day.
That's
he just
fine.
Walks around in his underwear.
He's going to be a nudist. And I love that about him.
So proud of him. He's just like his daddy. Sorry about not wearing pants this morning, by the way. TV, movie, news, and such. Movies that go straight to on-demand have never been eligible for Oscars because the Oscars are like, well, you must be on a big screen, on the silver screen, to qualify for the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no
very
more.
Hoity-toity.
No more. Straight to on-demand movies will now be eligible for the Oscars until further notice because, well, when all the movies can't go to theaters because of a pandemic, that's what happens. So places like Netflix and Amazon Prime and all these on-demand services that make these movies and like would put them on theaters for a week just so they can get nominated. Yeah, they don't have to do that anymore, which I think that's right. I mean, that's 21st century stuff. Let's just get on with that. We're getting a third Now You See Me movie. You ever seen Now You See Me?
I've seen the previews for it and knew that I would like it,
mm-hmm.
but haven't. It was just one of those like, oh, I want to see that. And then never did.
It stars Jesse Eisenberg, Mark Ruffalo, Woody Harrelson, and I'd Find You, Isla Fisher, who's...
Isla. Isla Fisher.
Oh, Isla? I thought it was Isla. Isla Fisher.
Isla.
Oh, she's beautiful. I love her.
She is stunning.
She's married to Borat, which is amazing.
Yes, she is, which is hilarious.
The first one came out in 2013 and followed those... They were several musicians, of course, who committed robberies and evaded the law and that sort of thing. So, yeah, we'll get a third one of that, and that should be interesting. Chris Hemsworth confirms that Thor, Love and Thunder... The sequel is on hold. Not surprising. It was originally set to premiere in November 2021. Now it's scheduled for February 2022. And apparently, what's-her-face, who Natalie Portman, will become Thor in that, by the way.
I'm sorry. Say that again?
Yeah, she will get Thor. Natalie Portman will become Thor, the new Thor. Allegedly.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Was that a thing in the comics?
Yeah, that was a thing in the comics too.
Oh damn! I gotta start reading those.
Right? I know.
No. But wait. Back that boss up. You cannot take away Crimson.
Well,
I'm stuttering. Chris Hemsworth.
I don't blame you.
You can't remove him.
I mean, I feel the same way about Natalie. Good God. No, I don't think he's. I mean, someday he'll have to go away because they can't do this forever.
No, he doesn't.
But I don't know that.
Stay till he's 70.
He might. We don't actually know if he'll go away. He just won't be.
I'm here for that.
He'll change characters. I don't know. I'm not sure how this is going to work. This is just what I've heard. Netflix has picked up the show Social Distance, an anthology series from the team behind Orange is the New Black that will dramatize our current moment in the quarantine, because that is exactly what I'm about to be watching right now. Stuff about people quarantined.
Because we need more drama surrounding social distance.
Everyone's going to watch it, though. Everyone's going to watch
it. What else is there to do?
Right. That's the thing. So I don't know who stars in it, but we're gonna get that. So fantastic. And my favorite story of the day, just like my kid earlier, not wearing any pants. Good Morning America correspondent Will Reeve, who, by the way, son of legendary actor Christopher Reeve, Superman himself and Dana Reeve. He is a GMA correspondent. He was doing a segment from home and they pull away from him to head back to the studio to the guys. And he's not wearing any pants.
Now, when you say not wearing any pants, are you talking just like what?
A lot of thigh.
Why would you do that?
Because, I mean, you only need the tops when you're doing those shots, right? I mean.
But there's people, if people are coming to your home to film you,
mm-hmm.
you would think you could at least throw some shorts on.
You would think that in the preview, because I think they set a lot of this stuff up themselves. You would think that you would make sure you couldn't get that in the shot, I would think. And it was funny. Man. I had a Zoom interview last week, and you know, I got dressed up for it. I put on my shirt and I put on like slacks. And my wife's like, "Really? Why don't you just wear shorts?" I'm like, "Because what if I have to stand up for any reason? Like what?"
You make a wonderful point.
Right? You can't skip out on the bottoms in this world, because you just never know. What if you stand up and suddenly you're wearing your tighty whities? Okay? Yeah, you look good on top, but there's a party going on the bottom. That is not what people want to see when you're doing an interview or on Good Morning America, Will Reeve.
Well, I mean, I suppose know your audience, but I feel like some people might enjoy that.
Some people might. I mean, he's an attractive man, so some people
that's,
probably do.
I mean, right? Like, okay, yeah. Okay.
The good news is we have lots of great essential workers who listen to the show, and we appreciate you. So shout out to some of those. Joni says her son is a police officer in Cleveland, Tennessee. Never heard of it. But shout out to her son, Joni's son, who's a police officer in Cleveland, Tennessee. Emily at the Shell Ridge Golf Course, who, you know, all the golf courses are opening, and you know, we hope they
thank
do
goodness.
Really well. That's good. I know there's a lot of white guys who need to get out there. Jonathan, who is managing 3 Instacart locations and rocking out orders every single day. Jonathan, thank you very much for what you do, because we got to get to that food.
You the real MVP right there, Jonathan.
That's right. So we appreciate you.
The Rochester Red Wings, Syracuse Mets, and Buffalo Bisons are helping raise money for local food banks and give free tickets to local heroes fighting the coronavirus. The Community First program runs through May 31st, and for every $10 donated, the Red Wings, Mets, and Bisons will donate 1 ticket to a home game this season or in 2021
right.
to a local hero of the pandemic, which we really appreciate.
That's really cool. If you look up MILB.com/Community First, you can donate to the program and get that done, which is pretty cool. A Wisconsin woman, don't you know, we'll do an act of kindness every week during the 45 weeks leading up to her 45th birthday. Her name is Shannon Schultz. She is a real estate agent and homeschooling mom of 3. Oh, 3 kids to homeschool, let alone, you know, 2 in your case. despite being busy, she still finds time for weekly good deeds. Right now, she's doing pandemic-related good deeds, including baking cookies for ER doctors and nurses and making care kits for 100 of her neighbors.
That's amazing. And if you want to share gratitude, guess what? Hallmark, go to hallmark.com, and right down on the main page, there's a little link where you can get free cards. There's 3 of them. And mine actually came in the mail today because I did this last week. You put your address in and they will mail you 3 cards that you can send to essential workers or whoever you want. And the cards are like, you're so amazing. And there's a coloring one that's not all heroes wear capes, and kids can color that one in, and you know, what you do matters. It's really nice.
How many people are gonna like do that and then cross out things and send them as a birthday card?
Oh.
Can we talk about Joe Biden?
Okay.
Are you voting for Joe Biden? Can I? You don't have to answer that question if you don't want to, but.
I think it's comes down to just about every election, which is the lesser of two evils.
Yes, correct. It seems
so. I most likely will, because I believe that he is the lesser of two evils between him and Trump.
Here's the thing, and I understand that, and I'm not criticizing that. And some people will think the opposite, and I'm not criticizing you actually either. And here's why. Where is the Me Too movement on Joe Biden right now? Because he's got a staffer. But, you know, usually they're loud on Twitter.
Yeah.
And they've been kind of quiet. And I don't understand why. Here's the thing. Joe Biden has had many, many, many awkward encounters with young ladies over the years. The thing with the grabbing the shoulders and getting too close, invading personal space. And this woman, Tara Reid, has a legitimate sexual assault claim on him from when she was a staffer, and I believe it was the 90s for him, and he was, I think, in the Senate, okay?
Okay.
It doesn't look good. Now, we are all innocent until proven guilty in this country.
Mm-hmm.
But during the height of the Me Too movement, that did not matter to the public at right. all. I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but what I am saying is, where are you? Because this guy is being accused very, very in great detail of what he did to this woman. And while I understand that he's the only Democrat running for president against Donald Trump, and while I understand that lots of people hate Donald, and I get it, he's a terrible human being, just factually, has nothing to do with his politics. Biden is also a trash bag. And if you look at his voting record, he's a trash bag. Just if you're liberal, that is. If you're not liberal, you might actually like what he's voted for. But the thing is I'm sitting here going, so you're telling me the Me Too movement is all for exposing this until right now?
I kind of wonder if it's not that per se, but almost, you know, I mean, how many allegations does Trump have against him? How many
yes.
overt vocal things has he actually said on camera mm-hmm. and nothing has happened? I almost wonder if it's like, well, okay, if the top person in the country isn't going to be catching flack, there's no consequences for those actions. You know, like, I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
You're probably right. And I mean, it's a sad world we live in.
Yeah.
And it really is. I mean, the things that he's been accused of to Trump, that Trump's mm-hmm. been accused of doing and even in many ways proven to have done, are absolutely yeah. disgusting. And he doesn't deserve to be in office. And I want it to be made very clear. Most of the presidents in our history probably didn't deserve to be in office based just on these things. But I'm tired of voting for the lesser of two evils. It doesn't have to be this way. And that's what ticks me off. There are other candidates. There are other people that ran. We could still get him out of here. Like, it's not too late.
But once again, what does it come back to? Money, 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 money.
Money. And
that's
what it's all about. And that's why I bring this up, because it isn't to hate on people who support the Me Too movement at all. I think it's a great movement. I think that too often and for too long, people have gone silent, and I understand why, mm-hmm. and it's not fair. And it isn't because I want Trump to win the election either. I bring it up because I want people to understand that when you're voting for the president of the United States, you are almost always voting for total pieces of trash.
Yeah.
And just for the record, there really has never been a very good president. I mean, they may have seemed it going in, but when you actually see what they've done and all the people they've killed, it's stunning. And it doesn't take a hard Google to figure that out. Yes, including Obama. And it's the way it is. You are voting really, truly for money. And yeah. And the fact that so many of us don't give a damn about the town supervisor who's actually fighting for you every day and trying is embarrassing. And I know this is a lecture, and I'm not trying to be that guy. I'm just saying, for those of you so passionate about these presidential things, I wish you'd put 10% more into local stuff.
Because it starts at home. It starts in your community. That's where, because you never know that, you know, local mayor or whatever, maybe they move up the ranks.
Right.
And you never know.
There's all these good people who run.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Mayor Pete.
But he had a lot of special interests involved with him. So maybe he would have been, maybe. But yeah, honestly, he still could be president. It could all be done by the convention. We could all figure that it could be Warren. It could be Bernie. It could be any of these people who don't have these awful allegations against them that we know of. Mm-hmm. Knock on wood. But that we know of. And we just always settle for this stuff. So for those of you who treat the presidential elections like it's a NASCAR race and you're waving some kind of flag for your team and wearing your jersey of your favorite guy, stop it. They're all pieces of crap, including this guy, including Hillary, including Bush, including Obama, including Clinton, including the other Bush, and so on and so forth. They're all
and back,
garbage.
And back and back.
And until we figure out and get campaign finance reform, it'll never fix. I'm done. Done. Amy, what'd you learn on the show today? That sounds about right.
I don't know.
Sounds about right.
What did I learn today?
I mean, there's a lot of things we covered today. There were many things.
There was a lot.
There's going to be a meat shortage. We're going to talk more about the meat shortage tomorrow.
Okay.
So we got that.
Yeah, then that.
We learned the Lakers are pieces of crap and took money for the Corona Relief Fund, and they're worth billions of dollars. I don't think that's how that was supposed to go. What else did we learn? We learned my little boy likes wearing nail polish, and yours does too, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. We learned that Thor is being pushed back.
Oh, so sad.
And we learned that that's the sound you make every time I say Thor, because you think of Chris Hemsworth, and I don't blame. Have you seen his movie Extraction on Netflix yet, by the way?
No, but I've seen it advertised, and I am all about it.
She keeps watching the preview over and over and over again. Why is that?
I do not. I am busy right now watching Schitt's Creek.
Oh, my God. If you're not watching that show, people, you need to get on that show. It's so good. It's so good. We learned Biden's a trash bag, so there you go. Thank you for listening to Mornings with Pat and Amy. We appreciate you. On 315live.com, get the app today. It is free in the App Store and Google Play Store. Just look up 315 Live. You can hear Mornings with Pat and Amy every single morning at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. or just on demand whenever you want. It's right there on the website and on the app. You can also get us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, all the others, Google Podcasts, blah, blah, blah. If there's a place that we're not and you want us there, let us know on Facebook at PM and AM. Look up Mornings with Pat. There you go. You got us. Thanks to 315 Brand for all you do. Thanks to Rockbox Recording for giving us the productions. We love Rockbox Recording. And Fitz, you're my love child, and I love you.
I love him.
And anything else? Anybody else you want to thank today? The first responders, or the essentials.
All of the essential workers.
And we hope you have a really happy, good Wednesday. Until tomorrow morning, kids. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.